Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
All right, folks. Buckle up because today we're diving deep into something that might just change your life. Self-love. Now, I know what you're thinking. Dylan, isn't that a big cliche? A little too touchy-feely for a podcast about focus and clarity? Trust me, stick with me on this one. Because self-love isn't just about bubble baths and positive affirmations, though those can be nice. It's the foundation for laser focus, true happiness, and living a life that truly feels authentic to you. See, when you genuinely love yourself, flaws and all, you free up this incredible mental space. You stop constantly seeking validation from others, comparing yourself to everyone else on social media. We've all been there. And letting negativity drag you down. It's like removing a bunch of clutter from your mind, leaving room for clarity, purpose, and that laser-sharp focus we're always talking about. So, how do we cultivate this self-love superpower? Let's break it down. 1. Start with gratitude. Seriously, take a minute right now to think about 3 things you're grateful for. Maybe it's your health, your supportive friends, or even just that delicious cup of coffee you had this morning. Practicing gratitude shifts your perspective from what you lack to what you already have. It's a game changer. 2. Challenge those negative self-talk monsters. Ever caught yourself saying things like, I'm not good enough, or I always mess up? Yeah, me too. But here's the deal. Those voices are just loud bullies trying to get your attention. Learn to recognize them, call them out for what they are, and replace those negative thoughts with positive affirmations. Remember, you are worthy, capable, and deserving of love and happiness. 3. Treat yourself like a VIP. You wouldn't treat your best friend poorly, right? Then why do we sometimes treat ourselves like garbage? Make time for things that bring you joy, whether it's reading a good book, taking a walk in nature, or indulging in a hot bath with a face mask. You deserve it. 4. Set healthy boundaries. This one is huge. Learn to say no to things that drain your energy or don't align with your values. Protect your time and space because when you prioritize yourself, everything else falls into place. 5. Embrace your imperfections. We all have them. Those quirks and flaws make you unique and interesting. Instead of trying to hide them, learn to embrace them. After all, it's those imperfections that add character and depth to who you are. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're standing at the top of a mountain. The view is breathtaking, the air is crisp, and you feel completely empowered. That's what self-love can do for you. It elevates your perspective, clears your mind, and gives you the strength to conquer any challenge that comes your way. But here's the thing. It's not about achieving some perfect state of being. It's a journey, an ongoing practice of learning to love and accept yourself fully, every step of the way. Think about a time when you felt incredibly confident and self-assured. Maybe it was during a big presentation at work, a performance on stage, or even just a casual conversation with someone who truly understood you. What made you feel that way? Was it something you said, did, or simply how you carried yourself? That feeling of confidence, that inner glow, that's the power of self-love in action. It's not about arrogance or egotism, but rather a deep sense of knowing your worth and embracing who you are. Remember, folks, this journey is all about progress, not perfection. There will be ups and downs, moments of doubt, and times when you feel like giving up. But keep going. Every step you take towards loving yourself more fully brings you closer to that breathtaking mountaintop view. A life filled with clarity, purpose, and genuine happiness. So, go out there and spread some self-love. Treat yourself with kindness, embrace your imperfections, and remember, you are worthy, capable, and absolutely amazing. Now, share this episode with someone who needs to hear it. Let's keep the conversation going on social media using hashtag ClarityFirstSelfLove. And don't forget to subscribe for daily doses of wisdom and inspiration. See you tomorrow.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.